Good morning. Every year, 50 days after Passover, our spiritual ancestors celebrate the feast of the giving of the law, the Shimkat Torah, because it is the completion of the Passover mystery. What began on the night of Passover, when literally the angel of death passed over the houses of our mothers and fathers, went off instead to the dwellings of the Egyptians. What reached its climax in the great exodus from Egypt, the journey from slavery to freedom, from death to life, was then sealed, ratified, solemnized, celebrated at Sinai. Now, we think of that in terms of the Ten Commandments, largely because we learn about it from Cecil B. DeMille. And he called the movie The Ten Commandments. And that's true. You know, the Ten Commandments were given at Sinai. But Torah doesn't mean commandments. It means the teaching. The whole thing. And the essence of Sinai is the covenant. The covenant that was made between God and Israel is sealed and ratified at Sinai. You shall be my people. You shall be my God. And so the one feast is the capstone of the other. And so exactly is it with us. After a week of weeks, 49 days of celebrating the dying and rising of the Lord, on the 50th day, we gather together and the Holy Spirit is poured out upon us as the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples in the upper room 50 days after the resurrection. This brings our covenant to its fullness and seals it. Our covenant that was made with God on the cross and brought to its climax when God raised Jesus from the dead is now solemnized, ratified, celebrated by the outpouring of the Spirit. A new covenant, new at least for us who had no blood share in the covenant that was made for the daughters and sons of Abraham and Sarah. But the same old covenant and the same old terms. You shall be my people. You shall be my God. And that great covenant is brought to its fullness on this feast of Pentecost and solemnly ratified both by God and by us. In God's outpouring of the Spirit, in our upwelling of the Spirit, in our acceptance of the Spirit. The Spirit is poured out upon them, and they go out that very day, preaching in all the languages of the world the wonderful things that God has done. We are called upon to do the same. The Spirit is poured out upon us. You just had it poured out upon you. The Spirit wells up within us. Augustine says that God is deeper in me than I am in myself. Jesus says, this is what the gift is, that rivers of life will flow from within you, welling up to eternal life. This convergence of water poured down from above and welling up from below is the Spirit within us. Now at that point, it is the same. It is the same Spirit. And yet it has different effects. Like water. When water is poured out, the water is the same. But as the fathers all point out, that water flows down into the earth and reaches many different roots, many different seeds, and produces many different results. And so we have it the same way here. As Paul tells us in that second reading, one Spirit, but many gifts. One Spirit that gathers us together, but many ways of bearing witness. Today, we are anointed. We are anointed with the Spirit as a reminder that this is our covenant as well, that we are called to bear witness, that we are called to go forth. Instrumental in that anointing will be the folks who marched in with me in procession, our graduating seniors, who in a very particular way are now going forth. So after the appropriate prayers over the oil, I will anoint them, and then they will fan out and anoint everyone else. This is a reciprocal anointing. You have for years now anointed them. You have poured out your Spirit upon them. Parents and godparents, relatives and friends, the whole community has poured out its Spirit upon them, that they may grow in the Lord, the way you promised when many of them were baptized right here. And now they reach a milestone, a turning point, and they take their place as adults in our midst. They have a lot more work to do, but they're ready to stand up, announce who they are. They're beginning to sense their own gifts, beginning to choose their own paths. We pray over them. We pray with them. We pray for them, that they may be listening to the voice of the Spirit, that whichever way they go, whichever gifts they develop, whatever works they undertake, they may always bear effective witness to this great covenant, to this Spirit that is poured out upon us, a Spirit not of slavery that would lead us back into fear, but a Spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba. Sisters and brothers, in that Spirit, let us pray.